Hey, it's Sunday. I actually did say I would be attempting to stick to my schedule, so here I am recording a podcast. I just finished uploading my new YouTube video, so that'll be going live like later tonight, maybe. I don't know. but yeah, I'm feeling pretty productive, she says, while doing minimal things. but I'm on my schedule. It's fine. That's fine. Everything is fine. She's got lightning in her hair. I swear, I got a shock one night tucking her in after our weekly wine and wine night. I stroked the lightning leaking from her head. She pulled me down and I became her teddy bear. My eyes were flickering all night, lightning tickling my neck, clouded kisses when she thought I'd fallen asleep. I was shocked, still, a timid teddy bear, hoping we would wake up as more than friends. She's a sensitive girl when the lights are low and nobody can see that she loves me back. It can be incredibly frustrating to have feelings for somebody who you know has feelings for you because they've made that clear, but they will only do that when it's just the two of you. And it's like, I mean, that's cool, but I mean, here's the thing. I'm not like looking for somebody to like, you know, plaster me all over their Instagram or like introduce me to, you know, like their parents or something or whatever. I don't think I'm somebody who can hide how they feel about someone, and it's always been something I've struggled with. And there was somebody that I care very much about, and she cared about me when it suited her, and it was very hard for me because I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't tell you her name, but that's more just because I don't want to like talk about somebody on the internet. I think that's a bit much, but I mean, it could have been great, you know, if it wasn't just restricted to when it was just the two of us, you know, if she hadn't been so afraid of everything. I don't know. I mean, it was hard because it was like she loved me so much in those small moments, but then it was over. She just went back to pretending we were just friends. But in the end, friends was fine because, you know, she was still a lot of fun and I didn't want to be that guy, so I didn't. Just saying, it is not hard to not be that guy. That's another little subplot of this ramble, you know. You can still be friends and not make someone feel bad, it's fine. Or something, I don't know. You tell me I'm being shy again. Black bow on top of my head. What awaits back at your place on my mind? I'm praying I stay shy, so I can behave the way my profile biography led you to believe I would, but with my black bow on top of my head and escaping to be yours for the night on my mind. I'm bad to the bow and in each and every one of my bones. Okay, I have to be honest,
I, according to my phone, started recording this episode at the end of April. And I don't know what happened. Like, maybe I fell asleep. Because I do tend to actually record it, like, quite late at night. And I literally am recording it, like, in my actual bed. Which, you know, there have been occasions when I have fallen asleep while recording it. Or maybe I got distracted because I have, like, the worst attention span in the world. But the point is, I'm now finishing the episode. And it's frustrating because there's a bit at the beginning where I talk about how I'm going to stick to my schedule and so on and so forth. And, I mean, I obviously didn't. And I'm really sorry about that. But it's okay because I'm back now. Yay! I'm going to try really hard not to fall asleep right now, if that was what happened. I don't remember because it was over a month ago. It's fine. You know, it's fine.
Valleys, groves, hills and fields, my love. I heard your name in every one, every waning whisper of the wind as I lay in your lap, weary but wild, and you read to me. I was taken from the ground, you know, a little girl lost to your gust. I must stress, I was literate before we met, but under your passionate perception, my eyes were carefully cut open, extended immensely, suddenly selfless. I learned how to read with my humble, hungry hands. You stripped me down, building back up until I was taller than the trees where you taught me how to Polish kiss. We built nature with paper after hours when the moon was moving closer. My naked neck, made for your hook, a pretty lamb and a man who should have known better but was too beaten up by life to care. I fell asleep on roses in your coral clasp, one finger on your lips to shush the sheep, so I wouldn't awake from our forest-filled fantasy. I don't suppose you ever loved me, or I you, or maybe we do, still, and we just pretend so the chasm we created doesn't feel so confining. I think sometimes there are people in your life and, like, I don't know, maybe you don't love them anymore, but loving them at the time and being loved by them was a kind of formative experience. And so you look back on them with a lot more nostalgia and, I guess, romance than you do other people, because it's like they taught you what it was to love someone or to be loved. I don't know. I guess there are some people, you know, in my life who've maybe been, like, the first to love me genuinely and kindly in a way that didn't hurt until it was gone. And even then it was this kind of wonderful pain because it was missing something, not pain because everything was terrible. And I think those kind of things are rare now, because
everything is different and everyone is different. And so I guess sometimes you look back at when things were how you still feel and how you still expect things to be, how you still want things to be. And I guess maybe you love that time and that person a little more than you should. Even if it was super fucked up.
"22 Forever" on the 21st, crowned by carnations. Late in life, prom queen, balancing along the beams of the blue sky. I hear you call to me on your birthday, on our first day, on her anniversary. Your mouth still and shut. Everybody's texting and talking, and we're alone at last. I fall down, hoping to hang myself in your aged arms so you can see 22 again. Clear and clean, still dreaming, daring to dance in dirt, covered in blood, but free of bruises and scars, like you used to be. Maybe this time it will be forever. I'm still alive, blue butterfly, caught in a net of lace dresses, human hair, hurried heartbeats. Tell yourself it's just tonight, tangled with me and my teasing. We'll throw the calendar from the highest floor, and time will be tempted by our young, dumb smiles to leave us in our lace-lust mess. Maybe this time we'll be together, forever. Together, whatever, whatever. It's hard to talk when you kiss me. My crown is dying faster than either of us expected. I'm thrown from my throne to my knees, caressing your calves, snaking around your sense of gravity. Still alive, learning to be a melted ice queen who can belong to you without feeling I am no longer my own. Forever, together, whatever, whatever. It's hard to think when you're near me. I'm still alive. I'm still yours. I'm still mine. 22 forever. Alone at last, yours at last. One of the biggest challenges or fears or whatever that I have is, you know, getting in too deep emotionally. Because here's the thing. Okay. I really love people. Like, that's a thing that I do, and that's kind of my deal. I don't know, I probably love people too much or something. It's probably a lot for them. It's a lot for me too. I'm really going through it, I'm not gonna lie to you. But that can be really dangerous, especially when nobody else really does that anymore. I mean, I don't know, maybe there are people that do that. If there are, let me know. But I don't know, it just kind of feels like everyone wants to be all, you know, casual and, you know, and when you're somebody who, like, I'm not saying, like, the second I meet someone, I'm gonna go all in and, like, buy a house and a hat for my mother or anything like that, and like, oh, we have to get a dog together. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know, it's gonna be real for me, and I'm gonna take it seriously, and I'm not gonna fuck about, you know, because I'm too old for that. She says, while only still being in her 20s. But, like, you know, and it can be frightening to be that kind of person, because as I said, a lot of people don't seem to want to do that. Everyone wants to, you know, I don't know. And so when you find somebody who you think, oh, maybe they do, it's kind of hard when you reach that point to want to keep going and to open up and be vulnerable and be with that person. Even if it's someone that you know and you trust and you know they're not going to be a dick about it or whatever. But it's still kind of scary because, like, I don't know. What if I'm reading it wrong and they don't really want to do that and I get, you know, kind of all enthusiastic and then it gets fucked up? What if, I don't know, like, what do you do? It's confusing and terrifying. Loving people is like the scariest thing in the whole world sometimes. And I've seen a lot of scary and fucked up things. But I think there are some people that appear in your life, and even though you're scared, and it can take you a while to get there, you have to. You have to love them, because it's why you found each other. And it may take you a while to get there and to feel safe doing that. And maybe it won't be exactly what you thought. And maybe it will be a bit fucked up and weird. But maybe that's why it's special. Or something. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't even know if I'm qualified to talk about this. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I should probably stop before I fall asleep and end up taking an involuntary month away from my podcast again. But if you had a good time, which I hope you did, you can find more of my work at my website, which is jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media with the username at MissJSquared. And, you know, if you Google me, there's a whole bunch of fun stuff that comes up, like my books and my music and my YouTube and whatever. But you can also find links to all of that on my website, because it's a really informative and fun place to be. Okay, I don't know that it's fun. I don't know. I mean, I have a good time, but I'm also obsessed with myself, so... But I'm sure you'll find lots of things that you like, such as the aforementioned books, music, videos, there's audio downloads, there's like literally like hundreds of like free bits of writing on there that you can read. You know, there's a biography where I tried to make myself sound interesting. So, yeah, you can check all that out. And I will see you next time. Good night, my love.